We are learning Maseches Bamatzia Daf Ayin Dal Damad Aleph, and we are starting by the two dots, 10 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that the halacha is on Peiskim Al Peiros. You could, if it's Yeshloi, if you have that in stock, then you can Peiskim Al Peiros. Means set in the price, you get the money, you set the price in. And the Mishnah said even before it's completely ready, you can already Peiskim Al Peiros. So Yehotchilu LeKoytzrim, if he was just cut as wheat and you're being Peiskim on flour, the halacha is that it works whatever on flour, on wheat kernels. You could be placing on wheat kernels, even though right now it's still with its stalks in a pile. That's the halacha. But how far back, you know, how much off could you go? For example, just to give an example, when the sibai saw basa, and then we saw yesterday's lot also, there's a musik of yeshloi by saw basa. So let's say I want to borrow a challah from you, and you have flour, but you don't have a challah yet. Is that called yeshloi or not? You only have flour. You have flour, you have eggs, you don't have challah yet. So how many steps removed could be called yeshloi? That's the more to discuss. Omarab, mechus shtayim is missing 2 malachas, paisik, you paisik. Shalosh ain't a paisik. If it's missing 3 malachas already, you can't be paisik. But Shmuel Amar, it makes a difference how many malachas are. It all depends on whether the Adam or Philomea paisik. If it's something you could do yourself, then even 100 malachas, you could be paisik. It's called yeshloi. We got to be paisik ala peiris. But Shemayim, Philachas ain't a paisik. When it comes to the day Shemayim, if you're relying on something naturally, something happens min HaShemayim, so then you can't be Paisik. If anyone has any questions, if they don't know what Paisik is, let me know now, because we'll learn a whole lot about this. Everyone knows what Paisik HaPeres means. Paisik HaPeres means you buy something basically on paper, and you give me money for it, and you're locking in the price. You're not allowed to do that, because you're giving a cash advance. The only thing is that if he has it already in stock, so you can do that cash advance, because see, I bought it now. But here, it's in stock, so quote unquote, but it's not mamish in stock. So the shayla is how many malachas are it's missing? So it's either Rav says it has to be only 2 malachas, if it's 3 already, it's too much, and Shmuel says totally in B'dei Shemayim or B'dei Adam. Tonight, when asked kashas from the Mishnah, and our Mishnah, have to figure out if all those cases in our Mishnah are B'dei Shemayim or the few malachas I see. You have a pile of tvua, a pile of wheat, but it's still in the stalks. It's not, you didn't do the dosh yet, you didn't do meruach yet, or zayre yet. So what's the status? Here it's mechusa, 3 things. Mechusa, mishta b'chama, lemeibish. First thing you do is you dry it, v'lemeidish. Then you thresh it, you do dosh. Then, umedra, you throw into the wind, and it separates, the kernels separate from the stalks. So you're missing 3 malachas. So what's pshat in the mishta? And for the Gemara, kagoin, the shoda b'chama, v'yavish. The case was that already was dry. This gadish was dry already. So what was always missing was 2 malachas. The malacha of dosh and the malacha of zayra. Here, throwing into the wind and separating the chaff and separating the wheat kernels, that's you need the wind. So tomorrow, no, efshav and afsa. It's possible to do with a sifter, and therefore it's not considered something that's missing b'dei shemayim. And therefore the Mishnah stems be everyone. If you rav, you have to say it's after if it's dry. And according to Shmuel, we're saying that's not talking b'dei shemayim. It's possible to do without b'dei shemayim. It's possible to do it b'dei adam. You don't have to throw it to the wind. It's easier to the wind, but you can do it with a sifter also. Anything you have to come onto natural occurrences. You have to have.
There,
what? The wind's always, no, sometimes it's not a windy day. It won't work. If it's not a windy day, it won't be able to work. So
tomorrow.
Like, right, yeah, but it has to be done now. It has to be right now. It has to be something you can do now. So if it's not windy today, you can do it now with a sifter. While Avichal Novim says, I could buy wine when it's now just a little container of grapes, a vat of grapes. I could buy the wine. I have a mechusar. It's missing 4 malachas. It's missing michmar. That's something that warms in the vat. It gets warm, it gets soft. The Isle of Bematzarta, then you bring it to the wine press, that's number 2. Then lemeidash, some of the gears of vilemeidash, you should get to crush it. Lemangad, and then after you crush it, you schlep the wine out of the place where it's crushed into your bottle to drink. So it's missing 4 malachas here, and the Mishnah says that's called yeshloi. And for the Gemara, Ketani Rav Chia, Ala Kaimer Shalzeisim, in the next part of Mishnah, he says the case was it was already warmed in the Kaimer already, in the vat. So already missed that step. So Hakanaim al Karmish on Avim, we're after that step of it already got warm. But Frank Demar is still missing the other 3, which are bringing it to the press, pressing it, and taking the wine out. And for the Gemara, but ask the who does the nugget? The one who buys it, he's the one who takes it out of the press. So when I have it in my press ready, it's ready to go. That's called Yeshloi ready. So not the next Gemara, which is very similar to this Gemara, because here's where Rav Chiya says halacha. Va'matan shal zeisim, va'mechusar michmar, it's missing 4 things. It's missing warming it, Va'ailu lebeit dapi, and bringing it to the beit sabah where you crush the zeisim, crush the olives. Lemeidus, you have to crush it. Lemingad, and take it and take out the oil out of the vats. Zach the Gemara, Tanar Abchia, Koimer shall zeisim. Abchia said, we're talking about when it says the Mishnah, matan zeisim means the koimer. It was already in the koimer already. It was warmed. The person who buys it, he's the one who does the menagin, he's the one who does that malacha, and therefore, it's only considered two. Taisus actually asked, why did Rab Chiya Taka say it on Zeisim if an oven was first in the Mishnah? Why did Rab Chiya say it was talking about Michmar on that? Taisus kasha, and Taisus answers that, it's a small Taisus, it's not as common like Zeisim, that's what Taisus says. And he has another problem. He says, so why is the Mishnah say Kaimer? It could be even earlier than that. So Zog Taisus, he says that Kaimer is also called B'Shemayim. That it warms in that vat it has to do with natural things. It's a natural thing. You have to come with B'Shemayim. Nothing that you could do. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, fermentation. It's, I think something that makes it soft. Fermentation, I think, is after it turns into wine, but it gets like soft, and then you can crush it easy. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Tend the Mishnah v'al habitzim shel yoitzer. Someone garis beitzim shel yoitzer, because what it is his little globs of cement. And some say it used to be shaped as eggs. That's what's called beitzim. And Rashi learns that a bitza is a lotion of a swamp, and that's where the mud comes from. So you should turn this mud into kederos, into earthenware kalim, earthenware pots. So here you went to buy a nice pot, and all he has is these little clumps of mud. And the Mishnah says, that's enough. It's called Yeshloi. Break the Marva. Machusa, Lafufe, Viyavushe, is missing five things. Lafufe, shaping it into the form of the pot. Viyavushe, then you dry it. Then Ailula Tuni, you put it into the kiln, put it into the oven. Lemisrap, then you have to burn it, make it very hot. Well, Lemapek, and take it out. There's also malacha. Five malachas. So, Chayr, it's Firav, it's a pella, it's five malachas. It's only Kasha Rav, not on Shmuel, but it's a Kasha. And the Gemara going to Malafa via Vishu. You already shaped it and dried it. Okay, we're still missing three. It's missing the oven, to burn it, to bring it to the oven, to burn it, to warm it up, and to take it out. Those three things. Going to Malafa via Vishu. And the Gemara, but Asher, who the Zav and who the Mapik? The one who buys it, he's the one who's Mapik, and therefore it's only considered missing two things and not three things. Vala Sid, Mishishkenu Bekishon. Sid is like sulfur. It's some kind of thing that a lot of times they use it to plaster the house. So what they did was, it's basically something that's like a burnt up brick that is disintegrated into like powder. So once it goes into the kivshon already, that's considered powder. Break the Gemara, but it's missing. V'amuchusar makle, you have to burn it. V'afuki, take it out. Umeidik, and crush it. Missing three things. So the Gemara, ba'asra, dahuda zav, and hudai, the one who buys it, he buys it as like a brick of sulfur, and then he crushes it up into sid. And the Shmuel of the Adam, a filu meya paisik, long as she's mishkan of a kifshon. Why does it have to be in the oven even before that? And for the Gemara, imashir royal shabbat kifshon, ready it's royal to go into kifshon. Already you could call the eshloi there because everything after that is called b'day Adam, and therefore already from then it's already called the eshloi. That's called you have it. Now the Gemara brings in some nidin about beitzim sheyaitza, beitzim sheyaitza, tara abanam. Ein poiskim ala beitzim shiyotze achi yasu, divrei meir. It can't be poisik until it's made, divrei meir. Pashas means achi yasu, until it's made into a form and it's ready to go, like we said before. Rav Yesi basically argues. He argues on both, on our Mishnah really, he argues. Medvar mun ba'afa lov. This is all by white sand, which is hard to get. Ava ofa shachar, by sand that's black, going kafar chananyim chavasel, kafar shichim chavasel. In these places, you have this earth all over, the sand all over the place. Poiskin, apichin lazeh, yeshuzeh. You get poisik, even though it's still sand, it's fine. He argues on Rav and Shmuel, who are going to Ramey, he holds, as long as they have the sand and I could take care of it, not a problem. I have not a problem and I could do this. That's the halacha. Apichin lazeh, yeshuzeh. Ameymar, yeah, that's the halacha. Apichin lazeh, yeshuzeh. Ameymar, yoav zuzi, michimaili afra. He gave money to someone, michimaili afra. Already when the guy had sand, so in his poisik, it's called yeshloi. So who's that like? Come on, ikra meyer ha'imach yasu has to be made into ready these bitzim. Ikra b'yosi ha'ama api shein lazeh yeshozeh. So what chayra there? It says yoav zuzi michimaili afri. He had to have the sand in stock. According to Rabbi, you don't have to have the sand in stock because the sand is yotza ashar, and everyone has it. And it's very easy to get it. So you don't even have to have it in stock. So where's this in-between shita? Monoshach. If you're like Rav and Shmuel and our Mishnah or Mayor, you have to have something, has to be holding somewhere. Sand is not enough. And if you hold like Rav Yossi, sand is very, very, very available. Obviously, we're talking about here, it was Ofer Shachar here. Zok to Gemara. The price always goes up. It's not so much. If he has it in stock, some chedaita, some chedas. If he doesn't have it yet, he's not some chedaita because he might be chayzer, and therefore the yesh only is gebayt on that I am really buying it. But if here he's not so sure. If you didn't have it in stock, I'm not sure you'd be able to buy it because a lot of times the prices go up. It's not so much, Rashi says, yoker ve'ina motzi, which means it's not so much. And therefore, it's not enough to be called yeshla. Zok to Gemara Vayit, it's in the Mishnah that Zevel, according to Tanakama, poisik ma'adol kama yishana, because Zevel is readily available the whole year, so it's always called yeshla. And then it said that Rav Yossi, I think it was, who was the man of Rav Yossi, yeah, says you only can place a Zevel if he has it. And the Chacham say, no, you don't have to have it. So Chacham, Hayna Tanakama. What's Kasha? Chacham, Hayna Tanakama. Omar Rava, you must have Shomim, Ika B'Nayav. The Nafkamino between Rav Yossi and Tanakama is you must have Shomim. That means Tanakama holds a whole year round. Zevel's very available. It's all over the place. There's no problem to get it. It's always called Yeshla. But according to the Chachamim, only in the Yemei Sachama, which means after the rainy season, they used to do is they used to put all the teven into the street, and everyone's just trampling it, and it turned into fertilizer. So then, that fertilizer was readily available Pesach time. But the whole Yemei Sachama, before it got crushed up, it was not so available. So that's the Machlokes Tanakama and the Chachamim.